It's On to Sports Now with Mike Causey. I hope your Monday's starting off better than mine, Mike. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm awake, so that's better.
So now, I've got a guy who frequently complains about you, but he loves your horse picks, okay?
He can complain.
No, that's right. That's why. Well, that's being human. But here's the great thing, and I want to read you his email that I got. Okay, you ready for this?
Shoot.
This is great. Mike's pick for Saratoga this past Friday, Theater in the Round, was left at the gate and probably ran the most courageous race I've ever witnessed in person to come in first. I had it all over and made a little money on that. On another matter, please don't let Mike denigrate Tiger's effort at the PGA this weekend.
The impossible dream.
Hey, you know, it's going to happen, Mike. It's going to happen.
Okay.
It is going to. You can't denigrate what he did. He came in second. He had strong.
With his ugly face plastered all over the TV and the internet, I thought he won.
Well, he came back. He's 40.
He was the first loser.
He's 40 years old against all these 20-year-old guys, Mike. And
wait, let me get my violin out. Play the violin for
you. I'm asking you to respect the effort that he's put in this year.
First loser.
I see. That's your problem. You can't respect when somebody you don't like.
He didn't win.
I'm not asking you if he won. I'm asking you if you can respect the effort that he put in at 40 years of age, the last two majors, to be in competition in the third and fourth rounds, and then to this pass. Just respect the effort he put in. That's all I'm asking you to do.
He lost.
See, that's what's wrong with you. You know, you can't respect when somebody...
He lost.
I know, but I'm not asking you whether he won or lost. I'm asking you to respect the effort that he's put in.
Who finished second in the Masters last year?
I'm not asking you that, Mike. You just will not give anybody credit.
If it wasn't Tiger Woods, nobody would care that he finished second.
Yeah, but you've
been... Tiger Woods is everybody's darling. Little boy.
But Mike, you basically said he was washed up, and he's not washed up.
Did he win?
No, but he's not washed up.
Well, that's all I care about.
You're not man
enough.
If you
went to the William Hill Room and you bet on Tiger Woods to win the PGA,
that doesn't matter.
You're throwing the ticket in the garbage.
Mike, you're talking about something totally different. I'm talking about respecting what Tiger Woods has done this year with his golf game.
I have no respect for losers.
All right. Well.
No respect for losers.
you're just wrong by not respecting what he did. You're just wrong. Dead wrong. That's all.
Well, our friend that sent in the email, correct?
Yeah.
Would he be happy if the horse ran second?
We're not talking about winning or losing, Mike.
That's all that matters in this world. There's winners and there's losers.
There's effort and there's effort and there's effort. And you
all right. Tiger. Attaboy. Good job.
You're just wrong. You're just wrong about that.
Good boy.
All right. So now, are the Boston Red Sox going to be this year's Cleveland Indians?
What's that mean?
Remember when the Indians went on that unbelievable streak?
Here we go.
No, I'm asking you.
You want to badmouth me with Tiger?
No.
Why are you saying that about the Red Sox?
Mike, do you have cheese in your ears or something? I asked you a question. I asked you
opinion. No, they're not going to be because...
I wasn't saying they were. I was just asking you because it's a question that was raised last night on the Major League Baseball Network.
League Baseball Network talks about some stupid things sometimes. The National League has zero chance to win the World Series. None. Whoever makes it from the American League will. However, I think that whoever wins the American League West is going to the World Series, whether it be the Astros, the A's, or the Mariners. The Mariners, in all close games this weekend, swept the Astros. That was a huge effort by the Astros, the Mariners this weekend. And where did they beat them? They beat them in Houston. They won four games this weekend in Houston. I don't think anybody's gone to Houston in the last 2 years and swept them four games. Everybody was talking about the Mariners being out of it. They went to Houston down 8. They left it down 4. The A's also won some games this weekend to pull themselves within 2.5 of the Astros. That's the best division in baseball, the most competitive division in baseball. And these teams are preparing themselves for the war called the American League playoffs. The Indians are in. The Red Sox are in. For all intents and purposes, the Yankees should make the wild card. But these teams play each other consistently from now until the end of September. The Red Sox and the Yankees, they play the chumps called the Rays, the Jays, and the Orioles. The Indians play a bad division. These three teams keep playing each other from now until then. When they get to the playoffs, they're going to be the most battle-tested teams in baseball. One of those teams will win the World Series. Today's August 13th. You could put that down on paper somewhere. As far as the Red Sox choking out, I don't think if they lose in the playoffs, they choked out, because just how good these five other teams are. I think the Indians lost to the Marlins, which was a huge upset when they got beat. That won't happen to these teams, whether they play the Braves, the Phillies, the Nets, whoever they play in the National League. The American League will not lose. But I think that Western Division in the American League is so tough that these teams keep playing each other. When they get to the playoffs, they'll be ready for those type of games where the Indians, the Red Sox, and the Yankees, they're not playing that caliber of teams. They won't be ready for it. I looked at the Yankees' schedule from now to the end of the year. I think they got 9 or 12 tough games to the end of the year. Everybody else they play is cream puffs. That's the way the schedule is, and that's the teams they play. That's the way it is. But that's not going to help the Yankees, and it's not going to help the Red Sox be prepared for the playoffs, my opinion.
Yeah, I would say that the Yankees and Red Sox, who both have the two top records, the reason that they have the two top records, I'm not saying they're not both good teams, because they're both good, solid teams.
They play easier schedules.
That's it. They play easier schedules because of the league.
But that's the way it is. Yeah. That's not belittling them. Yeah. That's just the way it is. But and like I said, in my opinion, that's not preparing them for the playoffs, because those four other teams are probably just as good as the Yankees and the Red Sox.
I agree with that. I agree with that statement wholeheartedly. All right, so where else do you
want to go? And like I said, for the Mariners to go into Houston and sweep Houston four games, that's huge.
That's
big. That just tightened up that Western Division, where the Astros 10 days ago were looking like a lock, injuries and all. Now they're not so much of a lock. Imagine the Astros play the Yankees first game in the wild card. I mean, it's a possibility now. It can happen.
All right. Now, you got to pick for Saratoga today?
Of course I do. I'm going to the fourth race. I'm going to use a dirt. It's a turf race, but I think this horse can win turf or dirt. It's a first-timer in the fourth race, the three-horse current. Coming in off some nice works at Saratoga on both the dirt and the turf. So no matter which way this race goes, I think this horse will give a good account of himself. And at 5-1, it's a pretty good play, I think. So, fourth race today at Maiden Special Weight, scheduled for 5.5 on the turf. But this horse is a go, either turf or dirt, the three-horse current.
And as we heard from our listener, you had a pretty good weekend at Saratoga.
I had a pretty good Friday there. Yeah. Theater and Around solidified a nice double for me that paid, paid $82. So, that was a nice score. The race before that, Lady Joan, when I was at the track, looked like Lone Speed to me, and rewarded me being the Lone Speed. Walked around the track and paid $18.20. So my pick of the day was the Anchor in a pretty nice double there. And the ninth race was another horse I liked. So I've been doing pretty good up there.
This is your best year so far.
Well, that's great, because last year was my best year so far. So. Unlike Tiger, I keep on winning.
Okay. Can't buy you.
Nah, he did good this weekend. He couldn't drive the ball to save his life. If he drove the ball pretty good, he might have won the tournament.
See,
but he couldn't drive, and that's why he finished second.
I'm glad you said that, because that's why I respect what he did. He had a horrible driver, and he kept recovering and staying close to lead. So I'm glad you mentioned it. That's what I respected about his round yesterday. He couldn't drive the ball for anything, and yet he recovered and actually picked up two strokes on the leader. So that's why I respected what he did yesterday.
He lost.
Okay. Goodbye, you clown.
Hey, if my horse today finishes second, I'm a bum, right?
No, I don't say that at all. You're a clown is what you are.
Thank you. I wear the crown humbly.
Hey, only behind me. All right.
Have a good day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.